Okay, so we come into this particularly formalized sitting position. And once again, I'll just remind you that this position that we adopt, the sitting posture, and it's good to check in every so often, and particularly in the post-lunch session, because often we can lose our intention quite easily because there's dip in blood sugar and we've eaten and it's at snooze time. So it's worthwhile spending some time just every so often just dropping in and checking whether your posture still maintains this uprightness, this intention, this embodied intention to stay alert, receptive, open, and wakeful. So remember that this whole process that we're engaged in, whether it's more traditional mindfulness practices or the metta practices, are dedicated to falling awake, not falling asleep. The moment we notice often that we've lost that posture, it can be the precursor to drowsiness and sleepiness. So settling into our sitting posture, this intentional posture that we're adopting, again, just checking in with what is here now for you. Almost having the question, how is it for me at this moment? What thoughts and feelings and sensations are around at this moment? So we're not desiring to cling to anything if we discover it as being pleasant. We're not pushing it away if it's unpleasant. We're just touching what is there for us at this moment. Perhaps just beginning to touch the wondrousness of just being, nothing else. Gathering the mind a little bit, gathering it around that sensation of breathing. As before, we're not desperately trying to cling to the breath. Yes, just using the breath as a gentle anchor to gather our mind around, to bring it back from that often fragmentation that is there. thoughts following thoughts in quick succession, feelings and images and sensations. And so we gather the mind, in a sense, by just dropping anchor into this breath and this present moment. And when you feel you have a sense of that gatheredness, of just even for a short period of time unifying the mind and body in a particular way, just even for a very, very short time, then we might like to, and the invitation as before was to drop in the phrases. And we're going to concentrate, just for the few sessions we have this afternoon, on self, towards ourselves. May I be safe and protected. Dropping that in like a pebble into a pond. Seeing what the ripples are. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease and with kindness. Remember, we're not just merely repeating these phrases, but we're coming into this closer listening relationship. Listening to perhaps what is there for us as we drop these phrases into this present moment experience. Not expecting anything, just curious to see what, if anything, is there. But in doing so, we incline the mind in a particular way. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease and with kindness. When your mind wanders, as inevitably it will, don't pull yourself back immediately to the phrases. But turn towards, gently, that which has arisen, that which has called for your attention, that which has captured you for that moment when you realize that your mind is no longer with the phrases. Acknowledging, perhaps even befriending what is there in that acknowledgement. Not pushing it away, not feeding it. And then gently bringing ourselves back to the phrases, dropping them into heart and mind and seeing where they land. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease and with kindness. Remember, we're not merely just repeating these phrases over and over again. We really are attempting to just, in a sense, drop them in and listen for the resonances that may be there, may not be there. Whatever is happening in relationship to these as we incline our mind in this particular way.
Thank you.
so, let's have one more 30-minute walking session. And then we'll come back in here and we'll examine metta a little bit further. And I'll then do a practice and then open it some questions to finish the day. Sound okay? Okay, so remembering, stopping, dropping these questions in, because in a sense they're questions. May I be safe and protected? May I be peaceful? May I be... Whatever the question is that we have which is related to the metta, you can even use phrases like, you know, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. It's worth experimenting, particularly if you take this home as a practice to do at home, it's worth experimenting with different words, different phrases, the ones that resonate with you. But as long as you keep the spirit of what's going on in them and don't take them too far away from that spirit. And particularly if English isn't your first language, it's obviously better to try and formulate in your own language as well. So, 30 minutes walking, then we come back, and I'll start to tease it apart a little bit more with you.